This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A 22-year-old village public safety officer in Eek has been charged with three felony counts of sexual assault and one count of human trafficking. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has a story.
Village public safety officer James Heakin was called to investigate a domestic violence assault in Eek in June. A few days later, the 22-year-old officer returned to update his photos of the woman's injuries for the police report. According to a statement from Alaska State Troopers, Heakin took the woman into her bathroom to take the photos. The statement says during that time, Heakin sexually assaulted her. The woman said he told her not to say anything. On July 30th, an Eek Village police officer alerted the Bethel-based troopers that the woman reported Heakin sexually assaulted her. Troopers headed out to Eek to investigate and arrested Heakin on Sunday. Heakin faces three felony counts of sexual assault, and the charging document says he also faces one felony count of human trafficking for compelling the woman to, quote, to engage in sexual conduct by deception, unquote. His first hearing was held Monday in Bethel. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Next, in voting. If you want to vote in the primary by mail with an absentee ballot, you have to get the application in right away. Under state law, the application for an absentee ballot must be received by the Alaska Division of Elections 10 days before the election. That means to vote in primary by mail, the division needs to receive your absentee ballot request by this Saturday. To meet that deadline, you will have to go online to get the application if you don't already have it. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer, who runs Alaska's elections, says online access to the application is the easiest, but voters can also request help over the phone.
Easiest is to just go to Division of Elections website, or you can just go to the state homepage and click on the Lieutenant Governor, and then Division of Elections will come up, and then you just hit the absentee ballot and fill it out online, and then you're done. Or you can print it out and fill it out and then fax it back in.
Again, the application for an absentee ballot must be at the Division of Elections by Saturday to be able to vote absentee in the August 18th primary. Once you have a ballot, you must send it back completed by the day of the election. That means it has to be postmarked by August 18th to be counted in the primary. The state is expecting a high number of absentee ballots this year because many people worry about the health risks of voting in person during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, there are a total of five people running for the Alaska seat in the U.S. Senate held by incumbent Dan Sullivan. Dr. Al Gross is an independent candidate endorsed by the Alaska Democratic Party. Gross says he got in the race because he is concerned about the divisive nature of President Trump's leadership and wants to help change healthcare in the United States.
We have the most expensive healthcare system in the entire country and the entire world. It's holding back economic development in our state because individuals and small businesses that are buying health insurance through the private system are just getting crushed. And I'm a firm believer that individuals and small businesses should have the option of being able to buy Medicare at cost without an intermediary private health insurance company. And that will drive prices down and encourage economic development in the state.
Dr. Gross is the first of the candidates in the Senate race to join KYUK for coffee in the morning. Friday, he talked about a wide range of issues, including his bipartisan roots and former Governor Jay Hammond's administration when his father, a Democrat, served as Attorney General for the Republican governor. Gross says his nonpartisan status would help him reach across the aisle to come up with solutions, adding that if elected, he would caucus with the Democrats.
Because I'm a doctor and I'm very motivated to take a leadership position to help fix our healthcare system in our country, and the Republicans have completely blown any opportunity to have forward progress in that direction. But that doesn't mean that I won't speak with the other side. And when I get to Washington, D.C., the first thing I'm going to do is reach across the aisle to establish relationships and build trust.
Gross also wants to help focus more efforts on climate change. Acknowledging that Alaska is an oil state, he says we will have to learn to adjust as a global marketplace for oil shrinks.
I believe we should continue to produce oil, but that doesn't mean we need to be consuming it. I believe the worldwide demand for oil is going to gradually diminish, and I'm a big supporter of renewable energy. Whenever and wherever we can develop renewable energy in Alaska, we should.
Dr. Al Gross is running for the Alaska U.S. Senate seat held by Senator Dan Sullivan. He made his comments on coffee at KYUK. The full discussion can be heard on KYUK's website. KYUK has invited the other four candidates in the race to also join us for coffee. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. and stay tuned for news Yukdun coming up.